Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first, it is the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT, that's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast from the producers of Wait, Wait. This week, how to keep Halloween pumpkins looking wrinkle-free without costly gourd Botox. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, how's it going, Peter?
Not too bad, not too bad. Who's this?
This is John in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hey, how are things in Tulsa?
Well, they were kind of wet and gross today, but weather's been good other than that.
Yeah, that's good. What do you do there?
I scoop dog poop.
Do you really?
I do.
I say that with such pride and joy.
It's an enjoyable profession.
Is it really? Is it happy work?
I like, I enjoy interacting with the dogs and gives me a chance to be outside and enjoy the weather when it's nice. So.
Yes.
How do you get paid for that?
Most of my clients are once a week. I go out and pick up what the dogs leave off, and then they pay me.
Oh, I see. It's a yard by yard thing. It's like you don't just like walk around town picking up.
Well, welcome to the show, John. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
Sounds good.
All right, let's hear that first limerick.
When the beetle was still in his youth, his chompers spit out chunks of truth. And his message lives on in this molar of John. So we'll auction off Lenin's old
tooth.
Yes! Very good. Money can't buy you love, but it can buy you a 50-year-old tooth. Omega Auction House in England is auctioning off one of John Lennon's back molars, taken out by a dentist back in the 60s. This is both exciting for fans and also just gross. We're not sure what you do with the molar after you buy it, but it might look great on the mantle next to your collection of authentic Keith Richards kidney stones. Here is your next limerick.
Whether food is served hot or ice cold, on its richness the eye must be sold. This paint will provide us a meal fit for Midas. I've covered our entree with
gold.
Yes! Burned your toast, no problem. Just make it glitter like gold. Food Finish Spray is an edible spray paint that you can use to gild your food to make it look more expensive. Plus, it's completely healthy, with all natural ingredients like ethyl alcohol, artificial flavorings, E943A, and E943B.
Actually, you know, the kids would love it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know that old saying, you know, there's no blue food?
Yeah.
You know, if they came out with blue, you could have blue food. What are we having tonight? What do you care? Boys, it's blue.
Here is your last limerick.
Our knees are torn, noses are runny. Yet marbles is serious, not funny. When cops come, we're scrambling. They don't like us gambling. Indeed, we play marbles for
money?
Yes! According to police, in Plymouth, England, scores of bored young ruffians, tired of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, have resorted to playing marbles. And they're running up gambling debts in their marble game so high, they have to steal from their parents and neighbors to pay each other off. Say, parents, there's a way to tell if your teen is a marble fiend. Check his knickers to see if the knees are all shiny.
This sounds like a crazy episode of, like, The Little Rascals.
Who I know,
plays
exactly.
Marbles anymore?
Except Darla is, like, breaking into houses and trying to, you know, she's trying to hawk the gold. It turns out it was just broccoli that got spray painted. It's worth nothing.
Yeah. Alfalfa, yeah, that's nuts. People still play marbles?
Apparently they do in Plymouth, England.
For money, wow.
And they're running into gambling debts. Carl, how did John do in our quiz?
John had a great game, Peter. John, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.